He liked the fear in our eyes, Epstein survivors tell BBC. Tough negotiations loom as Denmark's social democrats fail to secure a majority. Meta told to pay $375 million for misleading users over child safety. Oil at $150 would trigger global recession, says boss of financial giant BlackRock. OpenAI ends Disney partnership as it closes Sora video making app. Democrats flip Florida seat that includes Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Sarah Duterte impeachment hearings start as political deathmatch heats up. Major player. In alleged mistaken identity, kidnap of Sydney grandfather charged. Pilots killed in LaGuardia plane crash, named BTS comeback concert on Netflix, draws 18.4 million global viewers. Journalists at Australia's national broadcaster strike for first time in 20 years. Australia and EU agree sweeping trade deal in face of global uncertainty. Russia launches 948 drones at Ukraine in largest attack over 24-hour period. Truly magical woman, tributes to Married at First Sight's Mel Schilling. Israel says it will take control of large buffer zone in southern Lebanon. Decline in migratory fish populations prompts fight for protection. Danes vote as PM Mette Frederiksen seeks third term after Greenland boost. Death toll from Colombian military plane crash rises to 69 as search ends. China dials back on fuel price hikes to reduce burden on drivers inside the alleged Russian operation to trigger anti-government protests in Angola. Like the plane got cut in half. LaGuardia crash that killed two pilots now under investigation. Elon Musk's Starlink blocked from operating in Namibia. Jury orders Cosby to pay nearly $60 million to ex-waitress after finding he abused her in 1972. Referendum defeat leaves Italy's Meloni looking more vulnerable. Slovenia becomes first EU country to introduce fuel rationing. US bans new foreign-made consumer internet routers. Has banning phones improved performance at Dutch schools? Packed cinemas and whistling fans. A spy thriller sequel revives Bollywood. What Iranians make of the possibility of talks to end the war. Iran war shows norms of international conflicts have been overturned. Everyday life in Asia is being upended by Iran war. Fuel crisis. Cuba's mothers-to-be prepare to give birth in a country plunged into darkness. A committed pharmacist and a homesick blogger. The Iranian civilians killed in the war. UK universities flock to India. But will they succeed? Ultimatums, diplomacy, and a trip to Graceland as Trump eyes a deal with Iran. Oil falls and shares rebound after Trump says talks have been held to end war. The longer the war continues, the narrower the options for the US and Iran to end it. Could Iranian missiles reach London and Paris? US weight loss drug makers slash prices in fight to win customers. What happened in the seconds before Air Canada plane crashed at LaGuardia? How the deadly LaGuardia airport crash unfolded? Stop, stop, stop. Listen to LaGuardia control tower audio during collision. Watch inside Palestinian homes, attacked by settlers. Analysis: Western powers were unable to secure shipping in the Red Sea. Hormuz will be harder. Oil prices drop on prospect of Middle East ceasefire, easing supply disruption. Gold rises on softer dollar, lower oil after U.S. proposal to Iran. Pakistan leans on U.S. and Iran ties to emerge as potential peace broker. Oil prices tumble over 6% on report of U.S. peace proposal to Iran. About 300 protesters chant, rally outside energy conference. Gulf warnings and fears of miscalculation preceded Trump's pause in Iran showdown. Trump to ease smog rules on summer gasoline to bring down prices, sources say. Oil pairs gains after reports of U.S. plan aimed at ending the Middle East war. Japan stocks higher at close of trade, Nikkei 225 up 2.82%. Chinese food delivery giants surge as regulator. State media call end to price war. Wienerberger 2025, revenue rises on roofing business strength.